This morning, God's word comes to us from Psalm 117 and 118. We'll be reading both of these psalms this morning. Psalm 117, beginning at verse 1, what we hear now is God's word. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me, surrounding me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God. I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Here we end the reading of God's holy word. Well, this morning we conclude our study of the Egyptian Hallel, Psalms 113 through 118. These psalms that have been historically and liturgically connected with the Passover. Psalms which reach back to God's work with his people Israel. And psalms which we have seen reach forward to Christ and to us, what God has done for us. We gathered on Good Friday evening to recall the suffering and death of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And now it is Easter morning. How do we respond to the glorious news? He is not here, he has risen. Well, the psalmist helps us in bringing our praise to God when he says in verse 1 of 118, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." on this Easter morning, we have gathered together to give thanks and to praise our God. The psalmist calls us to thanksgiving. He says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his steadfast love endures forever." Children, why do we give thanks today? Because his steadfast love endures forever. God is faithful to his promises. God is faithful to his word. His word not only to Israel so many years ago that he would provide redemption for them, that he would send someone who would redeem them from their sins, redemption for them, redemption in the time of Jesus' disciples as they saw the events of redemption unfolding before their eyes. But God is faithful to us as well. His word is ever true. He has promised a redeemer and he has sent a redeemer. One who would come and fulfill all righteousness on our behalf. And so we gather together to give thanks to God, for his steadfast love endures forever. He is a God who is faithful, a God who is faithful to all his promises. We have been studying the Egyptian Hallel. There's another psalm in the Psalter referred to as the Great Hallel, Psalm 136. It says this, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his steadfast love endures forever." Again, calling us to thank God for his faithfulness. The psalm concludes this way, "It is he who remembered us in our low estate, for his steadfast love endures forever, and rescued us from our foes, for his steadfast love endures forever. He who gives food to all flesh, for his steadfast love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his steadfast love endures forever." God has remembered our low estate. He has remembered that we are those who are fallen and we are those who are sinful and we are those who could do nothing about it. And so he sent his son, Jesus Christ. He was faithful to his word. His steadfast love endures forever. And he provides all of the spiritual things that we need. He gives us time and place in which we might worship him. He gives us brothers and sisters in Christ to help us in our walk with him. God's blessings to us overflow. He has remembered our low estate. He has rescued us. He is the God who gives food to all. He provides for our spiritual needs. He provides for our physical needs. And so on this Easter Sunday, we gather. We gather to give thanks to God, for his steadfast love endures forever. Notice the call in Psalm 117. Psalm 117, "Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples." This call to give thanks to God goes out to all. It goes out to the nations. Easter is not a national holiday. It is not like Independence Day that we celebrate here in the United States, or Dominion Day up in Canada, or other nations have their own national holidays. Easter is beyond a national holiday. It is an ecumenical holiday. It is beyond denominational bounds. In many ways, Easter is a very non-discriminating holiday. It is a call for all. It is a call for men and for women, for boys and for girls, for married and for single, for rich and for poor, to recognize the work of God's Son, Jesus Christ. It is a call to the nations to bring praise to God. Extol him, all peoples. I say, in many ways, Easter is a very non-discriminating holiday. But in some ways, it is a very discriminating holiday. For it is a holiday that is truly celebrated only by those who fear the Lord. Only by those who know what God has done in his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, the world The world may try to recognize Easter, may in some ways imitate Easter. And I'm not opposed to Easter eggs and Easter bunnies, especially the chocolate ones. I'm not opposed to those things. When I was a kid, we had special things we would do at Easter and Easter baskets we would have, and all these things were fun. But to truly celebrate Easter, it is only for those who fear the Lord. Today is a Christian holiday. It is a day for all believers to recognize the finished work of Jesus Christ. You cannot truly enter the celebration without celebrating the resurrection. We have heard and we have sung, death in vain forbids him rise. He truly did rise from the grave, and that's what we celebrate today. Is that what you are celebrating on this Easter Sunday? Jesus Christ, the risen Savior. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. God is the God who cares for his people. God is the God who delivers and protects his people. From verse 5, out of my distress I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. The Lord has set me free. Again, this looks back. This looks back to Israel and to their deliverance out of Egypt. God freed them from captivity. But it looks to us as well. We were not enslaved to a nation. We were not enslaved to another people. We were enslaved to sin itself. And we could not escape that slavery. And so God did what only he could do. He sent his son to deliver us, to give us freedom, to set us free from that captivity. The captivity which with sin in our minds, those places our minds go that we know that they shouldn't. God has set us free from that when we confess that to him. The sins of our words, those things we say that hurt other people, that are an offense to God, he has set us free from that. The sins of our hands, God has set us free. He has delivered us from sin, from the shame of sin, from the guilt of sin. All of our sins gone because we've been raised to new life. Those sins left in the ground when Jesus came forth to new life. We celebrate on this Easter. We celebrate that all of our sins are gone because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, because of his perfect righteousness. When God sees us, he now sees us as if we had been as obedient as Jesus was. God's goodness to deliver us, to free us, to care for us. Paul will echo these sentiments when he speaks in Romans chapter 8. He says in Romans 8, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Jesus Christ is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Paul says this, for I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have that blessing in Jesus Christ. We look to Him for refuge, our deliverer, our Savior, the one who has freed us. When we wonder, is God able to deal with my sin? Or have I done too much? Have I gone too far? We look to Jesus Christ, to the fullness of His work. Who shall separate us from His love? He who died more than that, He who was raised, who sits now at God's right hand, interceding for us. Our hope, our faith, our trust is in Him. The psalmist speaks about the refuge we have in God. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like fire among thorns. In the name of the Lord, I cut them off. We take refuge. We take refuge in this great deliverer, our divine protection. How many times don't the Psalms speak of God as a refuge? Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. We may turn to Him, and we must turn to Him to rely on Him. We are too weak in ourselves for a moment to stand against temptation, to stand against sin. No, we need the power of God through Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit to assure us God is with us. He is watching over us, guarding and guiding and protecting. Our hope is in what Christ has done, not in what we might be able to do. No, in the name of the Lord, I cut them off. His power, His name. There is no other name given under heaven by which men may be saved. No one else was raised to new life for us. Only Jesus Christ. And therefore, He calls you this morning. He calls you to place your trust in Him. To enter into the joy and the celebration of Easter. To truly know what God has done for you. Oh, we can see the beauty around us. We can hear the beauty of the choir. We can sing the songs. But until we recognize Jesus Christ and embrace Him and embrace what He has done, Easter remains at a distance from us. Oh, He calls you today. He calls you to place your faith, your hope, your trust in Him, that nothing may separate you from the love of your God in Christ Jesus. That is God's call to you once again on this Easter morning. For we know God has been and God is at work. Verse 14. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. God is our strength and our song. He is the one in whom we have the glorious victory in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is our strength and our song. Again, this psalm reaches back. It reaches back to the song of Moses as God took them across the sea out of captivity and delivered them. And they praised God for what He has done. He is our strength. He is our song. We talked on Friday night, how the Psalms apply to Christ Himself. Look at verse 22. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That stone that the builders rejected was Christ Himself. Rejected by men, but exalted by God. That He might be the salvation, the blessing, the victory of His people. Verse 17, I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. Today is about life. It is not about remembering a dead body in a tomb, but that tomb was empty and Christ rose. Christ arose. Christ arose. And we celebrate that life because we know that as He rose bodily from the grave, So God will give us that same bodily resurrection when he finally comes once again at the culmination of all things. And we are brought together to see the full victory of God and the full scope of salvation come to an end. And all of God's people, all who embrace Jesus Christ, all who celebrate Easter, are taken to be with God forever. We read in verse 25, "Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God. He has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar." He has made his light to shine upon us. The light of the truth of Easter. The light of the glory of the resurrection. Jesus Christ, no longer dead, but raised to new life, and we in him. And so we gather today to praise him. Verse 19, we read there, "Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you've answered me and have become my salvation." It's appropriate for us as God's people to gather on Easter morning to worship and to praise him. And if you enjoyed worship on Easter, then I have wonderful news for you. Because every Lord's Day, we gather to celebrate the resurrection. Every Lord's Day, we remember what Jesus Christ has done for us, that we were fallen in sin and could not save ourselves, and he came to do what we could not do, and he is risen and reigning even now in heaven. Every Lord's Day, we can gather for worship, to sing the songs of praise, to sing the songs of joy, to rejoice in the victory that we have in Jesus Christ. Oh, this call to all and this call to each to bring praise to God. This is how the psalm says in verse 28. "You are my God. I will give thanks to you. You are my God. I will extol you." Personal. This isn't just a God. You are a God. You are my parents' God. You are someone else's God. You are my God. And so I will gather and I will praise you and I will rejoice in what you have done for me. That is why we are here on this Easter morning, because God has worked his love into our hearts that we might thank him and praise him for the glory of this day. The psalmist ends as he began, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." May that be our song of praise and thanksgiving on this Easter. Amen. Lord our God, how can we begin to praise you and to thank you for the work of your Son? It is beyond our comprehension, the miraculous way in which you accomplish salvation. And while we will never fully understand it, O God, we embrace it by faith. We pray that you would give us a greater love, a greater devotion, a greater desire to give you thanks and praise on this Easter Sunday and on every Lord's Day and on every day of our lives, to praise you for giving us the light of the truth, knowing the joy of Easter, Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. Let's turn to number 357 in the Trinity Psalter Hymnal. 357, "The Day of Resurrection, Earth, Tell It Out Abroad, The Passover of Gladness, The Passover of God. From death to life eternal, from this world to the sky, our Christ has brought us over with hymns of victory." We're going to sing all three verses, 357. Let's stand together as we sing.